Today we have the schus to begin learning Masechta Svachim. We begin with the Mishnah on Daf Beis Zaman Aleph. As we begin learning Masechta Svachim, of course, the first issue to discuss is the importance of learning Masechta Svachim, learning, say, the Kachim. Although, of course, the question is, we unfortunately don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Kabbonis, and what is our point in learning, say, the Kachim? And the Rambam, already in the Perush of Mishnayis, discusses this issue. And he says that already in his time, people were not involved that much in learning Seder Kachim. And he says that, of course, it's so critical that we should learn Seder Kachim, because even though, unfortunately, it's not relevant, but we know as we're going to learn, Kol Oisek B'Torah Oilo Kilakrov Oilo, anybody who learns about the Kabbonis, it's considered as if he brought the carbon. And therefore, since it's considered as if he brought the carbon, the learning about the Kabbonis have such a significant impact. Moreover, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah discusses quite extensively how, of course, it is important to learn, and the first object in our learning should be learning what can be relevant to our daily life, to our observance of the halacha. It still says the Shulchan Aruch Rav of a person has the opportunity to learn and not just learn, say, the kachim, not just learn halacha or gemaras and halacha that are relevant la halacha lemaisa. Certainly, a person should take the opportunity to learn whatever he can learn, because like, say, the kachim, the importance of learning kachim represents that, as we just learned, the kapara that we have through being kabbonis, and also represents our belief and our hope for Mashiach will come b'zman hazeh. The Chavetz Chaim, as we know, was very involved in trying to get people to learn kachim, and he used to say that when somebody is learning Masechta Kachim, it's considered as if he's actually standing in the Beis HaMikdash bringing the Kabbonis. And unfortunately, we don't have the ability to do so b'zman hazeh, but it's not to be taken lightly, the ability for us to bring to the fact that we could come close to be considered like we brought Kabbonis by learning Kachim, by learning all about our Kabbonis. And he says, if somebody, Chas V'Sholem, as we learned so extensively, Masechta Horius, Din Aveir B'Shogig, and he's Chayiv HaKar Mechatas, by learning Seder Kachim, it's as if we brought the carbon. And certainly, said Chavetz Chaim, for somebody who's a Kohen, who expects to be able to bring the Kabbonis, B'mheir B'Yameinu, with Mashiach, with the Beis HaMikdash, is certainly obligated to recognize and learn the halachas so they should be prepared for them when Mashiach comes. The Shema Shmuel quotes the Kotzker, who said that by learning say the Kachim, Metaras HaMachshava, it helps purify what goes through our mind, that it should be what's supposed to be, what it was supposed to be. And the Chedush Arim, on the other hand, says, in order for somebody to be successful in understanding, say, the Kachim, he has to be an individual who has Machshavas Tairis, who thinks that he thinks the way he's supposed to think. And the Shema Shmuel says that the two opinions that he just cited, the Kotzker and the Chedush Harim, are actually not contradicting each other, but rather they complement each other. A person who learns Kachim needs to have Machshavas Tairis, but by learning, say, the Kachim, we're zoiche to get Machshavas Tairis. The Rav Michael Feinstein, the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, used to say that the Brisker Rav learned and taught, say, the Kachim. He says, what makes, say, the Kachim unique and different than the other Siddurim and Shas, the other Masechtas and Shas, is whereas the other Masechtas and Shas, the main focus is on the why. Why is this the halacha? Whereas in Seder Kachim, the main focus is the what. What is the halacha? What is the pasuk saying? And he says, that's really our obligations, our obligation of members of Klal Yisrael. A primary obligation in Klal Yisrael is to know not why Hashem says something, but what is expected of us. And of course, as we can well understand, Seder Kachim is primarily about Kabbonis. And the big Machloikus Rishonim, what was the purpose of bringing a carbon? The Rambam says that the reason they brought Kabbonis is because Klal Yisrael lived amongst the Umas Ha'olam who worshipped animals. And to us, to show that that's not what we believe, that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we bring Kabbonis, to show that that's not our belief. Our belief is just the opposite. Davin Ezra says that the point of bringing a carbon is nefesh tachas nefesh. Nefesh tachas nefesh is if somebody, chas v'sholem, did an aveira. If he did an aveira, he's deserving of not being able to continue to exist. But by bringing a carbon, that is mechaper for the aveira that he might have done. The Ramban has issues with both of these pshatim. He says, we find that Adam Rishon already brought Kabbonis. In the time of Adam Rishon, there weren't Umas Ha'olam that were bringing Kabbonis already. So it's hard to understand that that's the purpose, as the Rambam says, of bringing Kabbonis. And Nefesh Tachas Nefesh would only be, as the Avin Ezra says, would only be applicable by Kabbonis that are brought because somebody did an Aveira, Kabbon Chattis, Kabbon Asham, and he's bringing a carbon to be a kapara for the Aveira he did. But we know that the Kabbonis are not just brought when somebody did an Aveira. Somebody could be donate a carbon Shlomim. Somebody could bring a carbon Taida, nothing to do with an Aveira. And therefore, as the Meshech Chacham explains the opinion of the Ramban says that when somebody brings a carbon, we may not see it and we may not necessarily understand it. But he says what he's accomplishing with bringing a carbon is that he's accomplishing incredible things in the world. In the world, it's a world that we don't necessarily see, but it's a world that very much exists. And by us bringing Karbonis, we bring Yeshua, and we elevate, and we bring Kedusha and Tahara to the entire world. Our Masechta begins with the halacha of bringing a carbon and bringing various Karbonis. And what was the halacha if the person brought the carbon without the right machshava when he bring the carbon? As we're going to learn on Daf Beis, on the Beis already, the Gemara teaches us that there are six things that one should have in mind when he brings the carbon. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. L'shem zevach, l'shem zaveach, l'shem zevach, it should be a carbon, l'shem zaveach, the owner of the carbon, l'shem Hashem, l'shem ishim, l'shem reyach, l'shem reyach nechayach. And by chatas v'asham, the person should also have in mind that it should be a kapara for the avera that he did. There's also various machshavas that one may not have when he brings a carbon. We're going to spend a lot of time in our masechta speaking about a machshavas pigel. Machshavas pigel means that somebody had a machshava to bring or eat the carbon chutz lazmanoi. Another form of pigel is chutz mekaymai, to bring or eat the carbon not in the prescribed place. We're going to be speaking extensively in our sugyas at the beginning of the Masechta about machshava shloi lishma, when somebody had machshava that not to bring the carbon with the proper machshava. That's called machshava shloi lishma. And the Mishnah and Gemara are going to teach us what constitutes a machshava shloi lishma. And not only is the Mishnah and Gemara going to teach us what constitutes a machshava shloi lishma, but what is the status of a carbon when it's brought that way. The Sefer Chishuki Chemed has a very obvious question. We're referring here to an individual who's standing in the Beis HaMikdash. And this individual is standing in the Beis HaMikdash and he's about to bring a carbon. The atmosphere of the Beis HaMikdash is something that we can't even describe. And how could it be that somebody had that machshava? How could it be that somebody standing in the Beis HaMikdash had a machshava that was improper? So he says that there, he quotes that this question, and he quotes the Baal HaTanya, who's based on an Avista Bein Anosim, says that even though we're going to spend so much time speaking about a machshava, a pigel, a machshava of Shloi Lishma, they really never happened. It never happened, because how could it possibly be considered that it happened? But then he quotes the Yismach Moshe. He says that in order for a kohen, in order for a carbon to be effective, particularly a carbon chatas, carbon osham, which as we just said comes for an aveira, what's really required is that the kohen should have, that the person who's bringing the carbon should have the proper machshava. And he says, what happens is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the person who's bringing this carbon does not have the proper machshava as he's bringing the carbon, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaviyachol, this is not the carbon that I'm interested in. I'm not interested in a carbon that a person brings without the proper machshava. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm not interested in that carbon, what happens is HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that this kohen should have the wrong machshava. And by the kohen having the wrong machshava, that disqualifies the carbon. So it wasn't that the kohen, of course, had a mind to do the wrong thing deliberately. Min HaShemayim, it was, so to speak, says the Yisroch Moshe, set up that that's what should happen. And he actually says that the same would be regarding, we know that the Torah, we're going to learn the halachas, speaks about somebody who has a balmum. A balmum may not bring a carbon. Why would be that? And the Torah speaks about a carbon that was brought about balmum. How did that happen? And he says the same thing, that the person that brought the carbon discovered he was a balmum. How and why did that happen? The how and why that it happened is because the person who brought the carbon didn't bring it properly. And since he didn't bring it properly, that's why the carbon got, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation that the carbon should get disqualified. So says the Mishnah, any carbon that was brought with a machshava shloi lishman, for example, somebody brought an oila, but he's bringing a carbon oil, but he's thinking that it's a shlamim, ksherim, the carbon is still kosher. El shloi olu lebalu l'shem chayva, the person who's supposed to bring that carbon is doesn't count, that the person fulfilled that what he was supposed to do. There's a very interesting discussion in the Achronim when the Mishnah talks about a carbon shloi lishma. Is pshat that you have to have a machshav lishma, and if you don't have a machshav lishma, then the carbon is not brought properly? Or is it mean that the carbon was brought, it was brought shloi lishma, that's what disqualifies the carbon? Otherwise, normally it will be kosher, and we're going to be discussing this question really in the Gemara. Of course, the fundamental machlokes that we have here in the Rishonim is when we speak about all these machshavas that, as we said, we're going to be discussing so extensively in our Masechta, what does that mean? Does that mean that the person just had the machshava, or does it mean that he verbalized the machshava? The opinion of Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim is that it's not considered a machshava shaloi lishma, machshava's pigel, unless the machshava, the wrong machshava, was verbalized. The opinion of the Rambam and the Chinuch is that you don't have to have a dibur, just with machshava alone, the carbon will become disqualified. And then the Brisker Rav says, there's a very, has sort of a third opinion. He says that's what Tosfos seems to say. He says that the halacha is, as we just said, that a carbon should really be brought l'shma. For a carbon to be brought l'shma, for it to be considered that the carbon was brought l'shma, says the Brisker Rav, it's adequate that he had a machshava of l'shma. It doesn't have to be articulated. However, in order for it to be possible to make a carbon that's being brought, to consider it that's possible, there you have to articulate the incorrect machshava. So the Rambam in the Pirish Mishnayis, based on what we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, says that this halacha about a carbon that's brought shaloi l'shma becoming possible is only applicable by a carbon yachid, the carbon be brought by individual. Whereas a carbon that's a carbon tzibur, there's no concept of shaloi l'shma. So the Gemara said that if you brought the carbon shaloi l'shma, the carbon is kosher, but you don't get credit. Of course, the Rishonim and Achronim make a difference, a very important point, that there are two ways of offering a carbon, of donating a carbon. You could say Hare Olai Oila, or you could say Hare Zu Oila. So he says, if somebody says Hare Zu Oila, he designated a specific animal, and then this animal becomes disqualified, he doesn't have an obligation to replace it, because he only said Hare Zu. Whereas, if he said Hare Olai, he took on that obligation. And therefore, since he took on that obligation, were something to happen to that carbon, he must replace that carbon. Chutz min haPesach v'Chatos. Except when somebody brought a carbon Pesach or a carbon Chatos, the halacha is that if they were brought shaloi l'shma, the carbon becomes disqualified. And I saw that the Imri Emes explains why a carbon Pesach and carbon Chatos exception to the rule. So he explains, the carbon Pesach represents how Klal Yisrael became connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says a person becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this our inauguration of becoming connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be done right. And if it was done wrong, it's disqualified. And the same thing with a chatos. The purpose of bringing a carbon chatos is for a person who did an aveira to have a kapara. And if this person didn't do the kapara properly, then there's no purpose in his kapara. His kapara is not a true kapara, and that's why it's possible. HaPesach, but continues the Mishnah, when is the halacha that a carbon Pesach that was brought shaloi l'shma possible? Bismanoi. The time that you bring a Karm Pesach, we know is Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And therefore, at that time when you were supposed to bring the Karm Pesach and you brought it Shaloi L'shma, as the Mishnah just taught us, the carbon is possible. But if you brought the Karm Pesach at another time, where, as the Halacha is going to teach us, a Karm Pesach brought any other time of the year automatically becomes a Karm Shlomim. And a carbon shlomim, as we just learned, is shloi l'shma, is kosher. Whereas, continues the Mishnah, hachatis b'kozman, the halacha on a carbon chatis is every time of all year round. Because since it could be brought all year round, so whenever the carbon is brought all year round, the halacha is that it's not, the carbon chatis brought shloi l'shma at any time, it's possible. So the Sefer Makna asks a question. The Kohen who's bringing the carbon is the shliach of the owner, who's supposed to bring the carbon. So why can't the owner say to the Kohen, "Latkuni shadatich v'loy lafsi, I appointed you to do what you're supposed to do, not to do what you're not supposed to do." So this Kohen who didn't bring the carbon properly, he brought it shaloy l'shma. So why would it be possible? His shlichus should become nullified. So the Hamakni answers that the Kohen didn't do anything wrong. It was only in the machshava, where he made a mistake. But his shlichus was for the maisa. And since his shlichus was for the maisa, that's why it doesn't affect that he had a wrong machshava. Another teretz that I saw that the achroinim suggest is that if by saying l'tekuni shadatich of loy la'afsi, we abolish the shlichus and everything will be fine, so then indeed he could say l'tekuni shadatich of loy la'afsi. But in this case, the carbon is not going to be a good carbon anyway. So employing the statement of l'tekuni shadatich of loy la'afsi wouldn't be of any help. And then the achroinim discuss, so what is the halach of a kohen took somebody's carbon? The person intended to bring the carbon properly, and he had this wrong machshav, disqualified the carbon. So he was mazik. He did damage to this person. And the question is, will the kohen be financially responsible? So the Mishnah Melech says that it depends. Going back to what we said a moment ago, if the person doesn't have to replace the carbon, then the kohen can't be held responsible. But if the kohen person is going to have to replace the carbon, and the kohen had this machshava b'mezid, then he says the halacha will be that the kohen will have to be held financially responsible for what he did. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afa oshem. Rabbi Elazar says also the carbon oshem has the same halacha as a carbon chatas. And again, he says, HaPesach b'zmanoi, when is this an issue? Pesach only erev Pesach in the afternoon, but chatas v'asher because man any time. I'm Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, why am I saying that an osham and a chatas are brought for the same reason? Because a chatas bo al chait, the reason somebody brings the carbon chatas is because an avera was done, and an osham bo al chait, and so too the carbon osham is bought because somebody did an avera. So if we're learning ma chatas psul shloi l'shma, that just like a carbon chatas is possible when it's brought shloi l'shma, says Rabbi Elazar, af osham possul shloi l'shma, that osham is the same. The Tosfos asks a question that's not actually accurate, because not every chatas and osham are bought for an avera. The chatas of a yoledes and the osham of a metzora are not bought for chait. So Tosfos answers that the way to understand Rabbi Elazar is that since an osham, since most carbon chatas and most carbon osham are brought al chait, even if there's a case where it's not brought al chait, even if it's not brought for Navera, it's treated, all chatas and osham are the same. There's also a big discussion in the Rishonim, what would Rabbi Elazar hold? Rabbi Elazar is equating the halacha of a osham and a chatas. But as we learned extensively in Masechta Horius, there's also an osham tolui, which somebody brings for if he has a suffix. And osham tolui, in fact, the Gemara says that a person could bring an osham tolui every day. And therefore the question is, what happens if somebody brought an osham tolui shaloi l'shma? Will it be treated like a chatos or not? Yosef Mechani Omer says, Hanashchatim l'shem Pesach, any carbon that was brought on Erev Pesach, on the 14th day of Nisan, l'shem Pesach, or any carbon l'shem chatos, any time that a carbon was brought l'shem chatos, psulim. Even though they were brought, if a carbon was brought for a different purpose, an oil, let's say, was brought for a shlonim, the halach is that's kosher l'shol balam l'shem chayva. Here, Yosef Mechani is teaching us a new chiddush. Yosef Mechani is teaching us that not only when a Pesach and a Chatas were brought shaloi l'shma are possible, but it's more than that. When a carbon was brought, any carbon was brought l'shem Pesach, l'shem Chatas, l'shem Pesach and Erev Pesach, l'shem Chatas any time, that carbon will be possible. Shimon Achai Ezar Yoimer, shachtun l'shem Gavoy Mehem, if a carbon was shlechted for with mind a higher level carbon, the carbon will be kosher. If it's brought l'shem namach mehen, but if the carbon was brought for in mind a carbon which is a lower level kedusha, then the halach is that carbon is possible. Ketzat, What does that mean? Kachim kachim shachtim l'shem kachim kalim. If a carbon which is in the category of kachim was brought with having in mind a carbon that's a kachim kalim, psulim, that carbon will be pasul. However, kachim kalim shachtim l'shem kachim kachim, if kachim kalim were brought with the intention that it should be kachim kachim, it will be ksherim. And therefore continues the Mishnah, habachava meiser shachtim l'shem shlom ksherim. Because the Kedusha of a Shlomim is a higher level than Kedusha of Bechara Maisa. Because Shlomim requires four applications of Dam on the Mizbeach, and the Bechara Maisa require only one application of Dam on the Mizbeach. The Shlomim, the animal, requires Smicha before it's brought as a carbon. It has to have Nesachim brought along with the carbon Shlomim. It has to have Tnufas Chaz V'Shoik. The Kohen and the owner have to wave parts of the animal. Bechar Amaiser, all of these mitzvahs were not mentioned. And because of all these reasons, the Mishnah teaches us that they are considered a lower level carbon. And since they're considered a lower level carbon, the halacha is that that's considered that you had in mind a lower level carbon than a higher level carbon. The Achronim asked that there are many other halachas that we could understand. For example, he says that the chatas is considered a higher level kedusha than the carbon asham, because the chatas is brought on all four corners, not the carbon asham. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? So the Kivega answers that the first point Shemachai Azariah wants to make is that Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim are certainly considered two separate levels. That's the first point that he wants to make. The second point that he wants to make is that even within Kachim Kalim, even though they're all in the category of Kachim Kalim, there are different standards. Rashi says that Shimon Achai Azariah was called that way because his brother Azariah supported him that he should be able to learn Torah. And this is the first example of a Yisachar and Zvulun relationship. And the Rishonim already say, in order to enter into Yisachar Zvulun relationship, you have to make the deal before the person learns. If you have a person who Baruch Shem is a Talmud Chacham and learned much Torah, and now somebody says, well, I'll make a deal with you that I should get a share of your learning, it's too little, too late. Another point that the Achroinim make is that a question that they ask is, in order for it to be a valid Yisachar Zvulun relationship, there are two questions that the Achroinim pose. One is, does it have to be a full-fledged partnership that the Yisachar gives 50% of his learning, and the Zvulun gives 50% of his earnings? If he's just willing to support the Talmud Chacham, but he's not willing to give away 50% of his earning, then that's stocker, but it's not called a Yisachar Zvulun relationship. That's one question that the Achroinim pose. The other question that the Achroinim pose is, is this considered stocker? Can you use stocker funds for your Yisachar Zvulun relationship? Well, it's a whole different situation. It's therefore, since a whole different relationship, then you can't use stocker funds. It's a regular business partnership for which you can't use stocker funds. Rav Chaim Brisker has a very interesting discussion here. Rav Chaim Brisker discusses that we know that in most mitzvahs, you can't make a partnership, you can't make a shliach. For example, if somebody wants to ask somebody else to put tefillin on his behalf, to ask somebody else to blow shofar on his behalf, of course it would not be valid. You have to do the mitzvah yourself. Why, by Torah, are we finding over here in the Mishnah that you could have a Yisachar Zvulun relationship? Why, if I'm supporting somebody else to learn, is that considered acceptable? Don't I have an obligation to learn myself? So Chaim Brisker says that the mitzvah of Torah is not just, or not particularly, that everybody has an obligation to learn Torah. Rather, he explains that the way to understand the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is that Torah, we need a world in which Torah is learned. And if we need a world in which Torah is learned, so if Shimon and Azariah are brothers, and Shimon is a bigger Talmud Chacham than Azariah, and Shimon should learn, and Azariah should work, that is considered the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And he brings a raya from a Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes Omid Beis. He says that the Gemara discusses their situation where who, where you, the father has the ability to learn, or the son has the ability to learn, who should be the one learning Torah. And the Gemara says that we look at the who's going to be more successful in his learning. And whoever is going to be more successful in his learning is the one that should be chosen to learn. But, says Reb Chaim, if the obligation to learn Torah is a personal obligation on every individual, so why is that the consideration? I have to learn, my son has to learn. Why are we starting to consider who is the bigger Talmud Chacham? From here we see that the mitzvah, says Reb Chaim, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that Torah should be learned. And if the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Torah should be learned, so now we start judging who will be more successful in the learning. Begins the Gemara, Lama L'Misna, why does the Mishnah say, Elosh Le'olu, Lisni, the Mishnah should have just said, V'Le'olu L'Balam Shem Chayva. What is the Mishnah trying to teach us with the extra Elop? And the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, Rashi explains the Gemara, that the Gemara, Masechta Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, La'olam Yishana Adam L'Talmidei Derech Tzara. A person should always teach Torah in the most clear, but fewest words. So every extra word is superfluous. So why is it said over here, Elosh Le'olam Baal M'Shem Chayva? Says the Gemara, Ha'kamashmon, that the Mishnah is trying to teach us, Le'balam Hu De'Lo'olam L'Shem Chayva. The owners don't get credit for this carbon. Aval Kedusha Se'kaimi, the animal still has the Kedusha, and V'Asu L'Shnuibay. One would think that once this carbon became disqualified, so it doesn't make a difference if I do anything more that's incorrect. Teaches us the Mishnah that that's incorrect. The Kerova, as Rava taught us, the Amar Rava, Allah Sheshachta Shalai Lishma. If a carbon idol was brought Shalai Lishma, the Yidshchita was done Shalai Lishma, that you still have to be careful. Also, the Ligzuk Dom Shalai Lishma. You still have to be careful to do the remainder of the carbon. And the same halacha would be not just regarding the Zerika. The same halacha would be regarding the Kabbalah in the halacha. The reason the Mishnah spoke about Zerika, says Rashi, is that the Zerika is the main part of bringing the carbon. And that's why the Mishnah is teaching us that even if you did Shechita and Kabbalah and halacha improperly, the Zerika is so important and we should do it properly. Says the Gemara, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Iba is Eima Svara. We could say we learned this halacha through logic. We base on Makro, it's based on a pasuk. Ibai Seim Sfara, how do we get there logically? Mishun Deshani Bei, because somebody did something wrong, and he had the wrong Makshava, Kalhani Lishna Bevelezel, should he continue having the wrong Makshava? He did one thing wrong, that doesn't allow him to do anything else wrong. Vibai Seima, it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Maitzis v'secha tishma v'sisa kash nadat al Hashem aladacha kash nadat al Hashem alakecha nadava." The halacha is that a person who decides to bring a carbon, so as we learned earlier in our shir, there are two ways of making that type of a pledge. You could say hareil like carbon, and we say hareil carbon, it's a neder, and if something happens to that animal, you have to replace it. You have the responsibility to still bring a carbon. However, if somebody said harezil carbon, then the halacha is that's in the dava. And if something happens to that animal, you may not bring another animal. So now we have to understand this pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk begins with the word kashanadarta. So the pasuk began discussing a carbon that was brought as a nether. But then the pasuk switches to say nedava. Says the Gemara, hi, nedava. Is this carbon a nedava? We just explained that the way he expressed himself was that it's a neder. It's a nederhu. So why is the pasuk call it a nedava? Says the Gemara, Elaim kamash nedata sisa. If you brought the carbon properly, you brought the carbon lishma, yay neder, so then you fulfilled your obligation. Vimloi, if you did not do it properly, the dava yehei. This carbon will be considered like you brought another obligation and you haven't fulfilled your original obligation. But it's still a good carbon. It's just not accomplishing that you fulfilled your obligation. But since the Torah calls it a dava, the halacha is that it still has the halacha of a carbon. And as we know, the halacha is that when you bring a carbon, you're not supposed to have an improper machshava. As the Torah Kedosha says, Hamakrav oisai lo yichashev. And since the Torah is still considering it a valid carbon, obviously what that requires is that it should be brought lishma. So even though it wasn't brought lishma in one aspect, that doesn't mean that you have a right to do anything else in this carbon. It's a proper carbon, and a proper carbon should be brought lishma. Says the Gemara, Amar le'ravina rapapa, lo'havis kabon ba'arata b'tchuma be'chermach, it's a shame that you weren't with us yesterday in the vicinity of be'chermach, and you weren't able to hear the shir that Rava gave. The Rava Mili Ma'ayas Adadi, Rava asked some incredible questions for Shonalei. And many Mefarshim say that the point that's being taught in the Mishnah is that we know, of course, on Shabbos, we're supposed to spend time learning Torah. But there's a big discussion in the Paiskim when we speak about learning on Shabbos. Are we supposed to learn Be'ir on Shabbos? We're supposed to learn simpler on Shabbos. And from here, it seems that when they learned on Shabbos, they learned Be'ian. Because he says there was a shir that you didn't attend, presumably that you didn't attend the shir that was a shir in Lomdus. So they learned Lomdus and Shabbos. But I did see that the Paiskim give a number of points when they speak about what to learn on Shabbos. Some Paiskim want to differentiate between Talmid HaChachamim, who learn Torah all the time, versus Talmid HaChachamim, who don't learn Torah all the time. People who learn Torah all the time, and they're learning Be'ian all Shabbos, all week long, on Shabbos they don't have to learn Be'limud, Be'yun. But a person who doesn't spend the entire week learning, and Shabbos he does have the ability to spend time learning Torah, he presumably should learn Be'iyun. Another consideration is, what does the important person enjoy learning? What type of learning does he enjoy? Because we know Shabbos is a time for Einik Shabbos. So if a person enjoys learning Torah Be'iyun, then he should spend Shabbos learning Be'iyun. If a person is a type of individual who he doesn't necessarily enjoy learning Be'iyun, and in Shabbos we're supposed to have Einik Shabbos, so he should learn on Shabbos what he enjoys. So says the Gemara, my Malim, what was the great shear that we discussed on Shabbos? So it says, now we just learned in our Mishnah, Kol Hazvachim Shenishbichu L'Shmon, if a Karm was brought Shalai L'Shmon, Sheirim, and L'Olu Baal M'Shem Chayva. So what is the Mishnah teaching us? Tama Shalai L'Shmon, that they had a Kavana of Shalai L'Shmon. Hastama, if there was no Kavana at all, it would be perfectly fine. Alma, so from our Mishnah it seems that Stama Nami, when a carbon is brought without any specific machshava, the halacha is that it's considered ki lishman dami, as if it was brought lishma. And now ask the Gemara Vermini, the Mishnah Masechta Kitten says, Kol Getchenichtav Shloi L'Shem Isha, the Torah says, the cost of lost sefer creases. And as we learn at the beginning of Masechta Gittin, that the halacha is loy lishma, that the get has to be written l'shma, and if the get was written shaloi l'shem isha, without having in mind this woman who's getting divorced with this get, puzzle. So we see from here, it has to be brought specifically with that woman's, with having that woman in mind. And otherwise, stoma, it's going to be puzzle. So that's the stira in our Mishnah. The Shani, and the answer to this question, Zochem stam l'shmanei noidim. A carbon is meant to be brought l'shma. And since the carbon is meant to be brought l'shma, is so as long as you didn't have the wrong machshava, the halach is the carbon is fine. However, isha b'stam alav l'kedush l'gerush namedis. We're not obligated to. Women are not meant to be divorced. And since women are not meant to be divorced, so we can't say stama it's l'shma. The achrayim make a very important distinction between two different concepts. There's one concept of mitzvah tzricha kavana. Then there's a din of l'shma. And he says they're not to be compared. L'shma, whether by a carbon, what you're speaking about here, is a halachi in the carbon. In order for the carbon to be a kosher or carbon, it has to be brought l'shma. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana is not a din in the carbon. It's not a din in the cheftza of the carbon. It's a din in the individual, that the person who's doing a mitzvah should have a mind to do it l'shem mitzvah. And therefore you can't compare the two. So the Gemara said that a regular woman is lav l'gerush n'medus. Women, wives, were not meant to be divorced. So Tosfos asked the question, what's going to be the halacha if a woman, Rachman Tzlon, was mezana, she had an adulterous relationship, which the Torah in those circumstances says that this woman has to be divorced. So why do we say, so will we say that that woman is Ligarishin Amedis? So the Rashba says a very big chiddush. The Rashba says that the Isser, the halacha, that if a woman was mezana, means that you're not allowed to live with her. But he says you're not obligated to divorce her. Of course, the question is, but if you're not allowed to live with her, why is there no Isser Yichud if you're not divorcing her? So the Paiskim suggest that since this woman did such a horrible avera, she was mezana, she had an adulterous relationship, that is enough that you won't want to have relations with her. And since that will create an environment that you don't want to have relations with her, that's why they could stay together and he doesn't have to divorce her. What about a case that asked the Achroinim, that the Gemara Masechta Gittin teaches us that there are certain times that Bezin says, Koifin Oisoi Lagarsha, that you have to divorce her. So again, how do we say that that woman, that we never have a case of a woman as Oimid Lagarsha? Says Rabbi Kivega, very bechidish. He says, when the Gemara says, Koifin Oisoi Lahoitzi, it doesn't mean that they have to get divorced. Rather, he explains what Koifin Oisoi Lahoitzi means, that if the woman wants to get divorced and she goes to Beis Din and Beis Din decides that Koifin Oisoi L'Hoitzi, they have to get divorced, so the Beis Din can force the husband to give the wife a get. But if the wife doesn't make that type of demand to Beis Din, the wife doesn't come to Beis Din and ask that she wants to, that she dafka wants to get divorced, then the halacha is they don't have to get divorced. So our Gemara said, Zvachim stam l'shman em oimdim. The Michas Yitzchak quotes the Ragachover. He says that the halacha is that when you write the Sefer Torah, especially the Shemus on the Shem in the Sefer Torah, it has to be written l'shma. He says, let's say that those letters were getting rubbed out and you write on top of them. So he says the concept of stam l'shman means that even though now you maybe didn't have the kavana, if you had the proper kavana at the beginning, then it's enough to me to be considered that it was done l'shma. The Meshe Chochma makes a very interesting observation. He says when the Torah speaks about the crossim, the loops, the hooks that were used in the Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk of Yas Chamishim Karas Yizov Yichaber. But and when it speaks about the Karas in the Choshes, it says Yas Karas in the Choshes Chamishim Lechaber as oil. It doesn't say the words Lechaber as oil by the Zov, it only says it by the Choshes. So he makes a very interesting observation. He says, people don't usually make hooks out of gold. The Karas Yizov were made out of gold. So he says, since they were made out of gold, it's obvious they were made L'Shem Mitzvah. And since it's obvious that they were made L'Shem Mitzvah, you don't have to have Kavono that it should be L'Shem, that it should be made L'Shem Mitzvah. But the Karas and the Choshes is the material out of which they were typically made. Since that is the material out of which the hooks were typically made, and now we have these krosim that are being used for the Mishkan. They have to be made lechaber as oil. They have to have the proper kavana. Because if they don't have the proper kavana, there's a real concern that they would not be made. They were not made properly. There's a very famous tshuva from the Noida Yehuda, Mahadura Kama Yerdeya Simon Tzad Gimel, based on this Gemara. There's one of the minhagim that Chassidim have established is that before we do a mitzvah, we say L'Shem Yichud, that we have in mind that we're doing this L'Shem Mitzvah. But he says that here, the halacha is that our Gemara just said that when you have a carbon, stam l'shmoneh mamdim, and therefore, there is no need to say L'Shem Yichud. It's obvious that is what the intention here was. The intention here was that it should be used l'shem carbon. That is the famous word of the Noida Yehuda, and he was therefore opposed to saying the l'shem yichud. There's no need to say l'shem yichud. The Meir Bar Chaim disagrees with the Noida Yehuda, and he says we can't bring a raya from our Gemara, because what is the case of our Gemara? He says the case of our Gemara is where we have an individual who brought the carbon, he was magdish the carbon, and he had in mind that this carbon should be, that this animal should be a carbon. Where did the trouble, so to speak, began? The trouble began now when the kohen is bringing the carbon. What was his machshava when he brought the carbon? Whereas, when you have somebody that comes to do a mitzvah, particularly if there was no preparation in doing that mitzvah, we don't have any stomach that makes it into Lishma. And if we don't have any stomach that makes it into Lishma, you need a L'Shem Yichud. Says the Gemara, Uzvachim stomach sherim. Is the halacha that if a carbon is brought stam, it's kosher, menolon. From where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Ilem Maratunan will say the source for this halacha is our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Kol Zvachim Shnizbuchu Shloi Lishman, Sherim Shloi Labal Mashem Chayva. The like Tani, the Mishnah didn't say Shloi Nizbuchu Lishman. So the Mishnah is saying that as long, only when you did it Shloi Lishma do you have a problem. But if you did it Stam, it'll be fine. Ask the Gemara, if that's going to be Yiraya, let's learn what it says by Gittin. Gabiget Namiuk Tani Kol Get Shnichta Shloi Lishem Ish Apostle. So the halacha by get we've been learning is stama is posel. But if you're correct that when it says that means because it was written for a different woman, but if it was written for this woman, even though you didn't have that machshava, it'd be kosher, then why is that? But that's not the halacha. The halacha is as long as it's not written specifically for this wife, it's possible. But so you see that this wording is not indicative of anything. It says, Dimar al-Maha, the Tanan, Ketzad, the Mishnah we're going to learn later on Daf Yud Gimel, on Aleph, speaks about a Pesach and a Karmachatis that were brought Shaloi Lishmon. And then you did the Kabbalah of Halacha Shloi Lishmon, or Lishmon, or Lishmon, v'Shloi Lishmon, or Shloi Lishmon, v'Lishmon. Ketzad, and what does that mean? All in my apostle. Ketzad, and the Gemara explains, what does Lishmon, v'Shloi Lishmon mean? He brought the Shechita, l'shem Pesach, and then at the end he had a Machshav, l'shem Shloimim. Tama, so what is that Mishnah teaching us? Only because Omar, because he said that what he's doing is l'shem pesach l'shlo yishramim. That's why it's possible. Ha, if that wasn't what he said, if he would have just said l'shem pesach and then continue stoma, it would be kosher. Alma, so we see from here the stoma, that if it's stam, the halacha views it l'shman dami. Says the Gemara, that's not a right. Dilma shami hasam, because what happened over there? The carbon was originally brought with the proper machshava. So even though that proper machshava was not continued, but we have a concept of kol oisa das rishonu oisa. Whatever you're doing is based on your original machshava, and since it's based on your original machshava, that's why it's good enough, even though you didn't continue that machshava explicitly. El Misefa, the Mishnah said further, Shloi Lishman or Lishman, it's possible. What does that mean? If you started bringing the Karm Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, and then you switched over L'Shem Pesach. So what do we see? Tam D'Shom L'Shem Shlomim Pesach. Hostama, if you wouldn't have done that, if you would have said L'Shem Pesach, it would have been, if you shocked the B'Stama, and then you switched L'Shem Pesach, it would be good. So you see that stoma is good enough. Says the Gemara, it's also not a right. Dilma shani hasan stoma yichir soif al tchilat soif. He started stam, and then he switched to lishma. So that second machshava lishma indicates that the original machshava was also a good machshava. In that, added tana lishma v'shloi lishma. Since the Mishnah taught us the case of lishma v'shloi lishma, tama tana nami shloi lishma v'lishma. But you don't have to have, says the Gemara at this point, Shaloi Lishma and then Lishma to make it possible. Even Stoma and Lishma would be possible. Says the Gemara al Mahab. From another Mishnah that we're going to learn later, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, the Mishnah teaches L'shem Shishit Var Mazevach Nisbach. You should have six things in mind when you bring a carbon. L'shem Hashem, you should bring it L'shem Shemayim, L'shem Zaveach, we should know who the owner is. L'shem Zevach, you should have in mind that you're bringing it for whatever carbon. L'shem Zevach, for the person who's bringing the carbon. L'shem Hashem. L'shem Eshim, that it should be burnt on the Mizbeach properly. L'shem Reach, that smoke should come up from this carbon. L'shem Nechayach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Nachas, appreciates this carbon. V'chatas Hashem, and if you bring Chatas Hashem, L'shem Chet. V'am Rabbi Yossi, even if somebody did not have this intention, the carbon is still kosher. Why? Because Tanai Bezdin, that's a Tanai Bezdin, that if it's brought l'shma, that's brought b'stam, it's kosher. So, ask the Gemara. If the halacha is that stoma is no good, ask the Bezdin the leilem l'shma, so how could Bezdin make a rule that you shouldn't have that you don't have to have a mind l'shma? Dumma oslamem shloi l'shma, because they're concerned that you may have the wrong machshava. But if the Torah requires that it be brought l'shma, Bezdin cannot say, well, do stoma. If the Torah says it has to be done l'shma, we can't undo what the Torah says. Misak datach, stoma posel, kaima Bezdin, or master milsta mifsabay, it's not conceivable that that would be acceptable. And therefore, it must be that if the stoma is considered kosher.